Emirates Airlines announced this past week that its new Dubai to Panama City route will be the longest passenger flight in the world. How long, you ask? 17 and a half hours. But don't get claustrophobic just yet. We only need the next 6 minutes to take you on a wild ride. So do not sit back, do not relax, but do fasten your seatbelts because it's time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
All right, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Martin Iger of Montville, New Jersey, and he's a longtime friend from the National Puzzlers League. I said, name part of a car, drop the fifth letter, now reverse the order of the last three letters, and the result, reading from left to right, will name a major American city. What is it? Well, the car part is a seat belt, and you do those operations, you get Seattle.
Okay, we got over 1,300 correct answers this week, and our randomly selected winner is Tim Warner of Asheville, North Carolina. He joins us on the line now. Hey, Tim, congratulations.
Thanks.
How'd you figure it out?
I worked backwards. Hmm. I'm a car guy, so I knew more parts than I knew major American cities. So I just started with New York, did the reverse operation, and when I got to Seattle, there we were.
There you go. So what do you do in Asheville?
I'm a consulting engineer for FM radio stations.
Ah, really? A radio engineer guy.
Yeah, kind of a puzzle trying to figure out where to put the antenna to cover the people they want.
So how does puzzling fit into your life?
Oh, I use the Kenken and Sudoku and others. When I finish one project, I use that to clear my mind before I get to the next project.
Oh. So are you ready to play the puzzle, Tim?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, well, let's do it.
All right, Tim and Rachel, every answer today is the name of a state. I'm going to give you some words. Ignore the vowels in them. The consonants in them are the same consonants in the same order as in the states. For example, if I said regain, R-E-G-A-I-N, you'd say Oregon, because the consonants in regain are R-G-N, and those are the same consonants in Oregon.
Okay, let's give it a go.
Number one is flared, F-L-A-R-E-D.
That must be Florida.
That's it. Number two is kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S.
That's Kansas.
Uh-huh. Garage, G-A-R-A-G-E.
Georgia.
Uh-huh. Invade, I-N-V-A-D-E.
Nevada.
Uh-huh.
Nevada, I guess.
There you go.
Either way.
Not cleared. Either way, Will. Nevada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no,
oh, well.
Truly.
Cleared, C-L-E-A-R-E-D.
Colorado.
Uh-huh. Great. Amasser. A-M-A-S-S-E-R.
Missouri. Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Good.
That's it. Very good.
Either.
Llanos. L-L-A-N-O-S.
Oh, boy. Illinois.
That's
Boom.
It. Unbrisk. U-N-B-R-I-S-K.
Nebraska.
Uh-huh. Elision, E-L-I-S-I-O-N.
Louisiana.
Excellent.
Great.
Oil boom, O-I-L-B-O-O-M.
Boy, that one is slowing me down.
You're just saying something.
Alabama.
Oh, good.
Alabama. And your last one is over again, O-V-E-R-A-G-A-I-N.
Virginia.
100%.
Perfect score. Good job.
Well, thank you very much.
For playing the puzzle today, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, puzzle books and games. Go to npr.org/puzzle to read all about your prizes if you are so inclined. And Tim, tell us where you hear us.
I hear you on WCQS Asheville.
Tim Warner of Asheville, North Carolina, thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it's an open-ended challenge. Take the word easily, E-A-S-I-L-Y. You can rearrange its letters to spell say and lay, S-A-Y and L-E-I. And curiously, even though these two words rhyme, they have no letters in common. And here's the challenge. What is the longest familiar word you can find that can be anagrammed into two shorter words that rhyme but have no letters in common? And the two shorter words must have only one syllable. I have my best answer, which I've given to NPR, and next week we'll compare my best to your best. So again, what's the longest familiar word you can find that can be anagrammed into two shorter words that rhyme but have no letters in common?
Okay, if you want to give this a shot, your instructions are as follows. When you have the answer, go to our website. It is npr.org/puzzle. Click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for the entries is Thursday, August 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we call you up and then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.